Begin by Ezra Sasha Masechtas Shavuos. So basically, just as a quick hakdama, there's really four types of shavuos that a person can make. A shavuos bitoy, that's a shavuah that a person says, I will eat something or I won't eat something. He accepts upon himself. Shavuos shav is where he swears falsely, like he swears on a rack that it is really gold. Shavuos ha'edus, that's if he swears that he does no testimony. Or shavuos ha'pikadon is where he swears that he's not holding money that belongs to someone else. In all these cases, they're false. So, he is Iver and Avera. So the Mishnah starts off. Shvuah Shtayim Shein Arba. Shvuah Zbitui, which is the first category. A person who swears that he will eat or he won't eat. There are two which are four. Which means there are two cases of Deiraisa, which turn into four because there's two Derabbanans. What does that mean? The Shvuah Deiraisa is Eichel V'loy Eichel. A person swears that he will eat or he won't eat. Midrabbanan, they add it on. If a person swore that he did eat, past tense, that he did eat or that he didn't eat, that's Shtein Arba, that's the two Derabbanans. Now the Mishnah is going to continue with things that are Shtayim Shein Arba. Yediyah is HaTuma, Shtayim Shein Arba. Similarly, Tuma, there's also two Deiraisas, which turn into four, because the Chachamim added on another two of Yediyah is HaTuma. What does that mean? Does Yediyah is HaTuma means a person doesn't know that he is Tameh, and he eats Kodesh, or he goes into the Mikdash when he is Tamei, and now he realizes what he did. So he's chayiv to bring a carbon oila v'yoyred. So that turns into four, that the Chacham adayrish. So they added on another two, that if, let's say, he remembers that he's Tamei, but he forgets that what he's eating is Kodesh, or he forgets that the Mikdash is the Mikdash and he's not allowed to go in. So he didn't forget the actual Tumah, he just forgot what he's not allowed to do while he's Tumah. So that's the two Derabbanans. Yetzias HaShabbos, carrying on Shabbos, is again a Shtayim Shein Arba, two cases that are Deiraisa, and two cases that are Derabbanan. The two cases that are Deiraisa is Hoitzah, where a person in Rishus HaYachin hands something out to Rishus HaRabim, or someone standing in Rishus HaRabim carries it from the Rishus HaYachid out to Rishus HaRabim. So both those cases, it leaves, the object leaves the Rishus HaYachid, goes to the Rishus HaRabim. The cases of the Rabbanan is Hachnasa, when either the person standing in the Rishus HaYachid brings it towards him from outside, so he brings it into the Rishus HaYachid, or a person standing outside in the Rishus HaRabim hands it into the Rishus HaYachid. Both those cases are Hachnasas, which are the Rabbanan. Maris Negoim. Negoim is again a Shnayim Shein Arba. The Torah says, Adam Kiya Ba'ar Besarei Se'eis Ois HaPach HaSei Baheres. So that is, V'haya Ba'ar Besarei L'Neged Saras. So then you have to bring him to the Kayin. So the two cases of the Reis are Se'eis and Baheres. The Chachamim went ahead and they added on cases of Sapachas. So those are told us of Se'eis and Baheres. And it's based on different colors, whether it's a Deiraisa or a Derabbanan. Mishnah base. Kol sheyesh ba yediyah. Now we're going to explain first Tumah, because it's much shorter than the rest of the Mishnahs, which are going to explain Shavuos. So first we explain Yediyah HaTumah, which is the short one, and then we're going to go into detail about Shavuos. So first we explain Yediyah HaTumah. Kol sheyesh ba yediyah betchilav yediyah besayf, ve'elamein time. Anytime a person knows he was Tameh, he forgets that he's Tameh, and now he realizes it again. So he realizes that he did something while he was tummy that he was not allowed to do. Ha-reza ba'oil of yared. He brings a carbon oil of yared. Yesh ba'yidiyah betchila. Let's say he knew he was tummy. However, he never figured it out. Ve'ein ba'yidiyah b'saif. He doesn't realize at the end that he was tummy. Isar hanasa b'frim. V'yayim ha-kippurim toila. So there's the seir, sorry, that's brought on Yom Kippur, that the Kayin Gadol brings lefnai v'lefnim into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And Yom Kippur is toila. It keeps him in the balance, meaning Rav in the Gemara says that means he will not have Yisurim because of his Avera, since he doesn't realize it. Until he realizes it, because you need a Yadil of a Saif. Once he has the Yadil of a Saif, so then he could bring a carbon oil of a Yared. Have a good day.